VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Saudi Arabia is preparing to admit that missing journalist Jamal Khashoggi was killed. Two American news organizations are now reporting that detail. The stories quote sources who say Khashoggi's death was an interrogation that went wrong. CNN reports that those behind the operation may have intended to kidnap Khashoggi from the Saudi consulate in Istanbul and take him back to Saudi Arabia for questioning. The stories say the Saudi report is expected to say that the operation that led to his death was carried out without official clearance and that those behind his death will be held responsible. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions on Monday designated five groups, including the Lebanese Hezbollah and the Central American street gang MS-13, as top transnational organized crime threats, targeting them for stepped-up prosecutions by the Justice Department. Sessions ordered prosecutors to use tax laws, firearms laws, and other means to prosecute the groups and their members. A migrant caravan that began in northern Honduras has grown from 1,000 to 1,700 people. Some of them are walking, some are in vehicles. They all have a common goal. They want a better life, and many of them want to seek that life in the United States. The march organizer says the marchers are fleeing poverty and violence back home. The place they left, San Pedro Sula, has one of the world's highest murder rates, and 64% of the households in Honduras live in poverty. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence recently told the presidents of Honduras, El Salvador, and Guatemala to stop the mass migrations. This is VOA News. The Al-Nasib border crossing between Jordan and Syria reopened Monday after a three-year-long closure. The crossing is important for overland trade in the region, including for Syria's neighbor Lebanon. Rebels opposed to Syrian President Bashar al-Assad seized the crossing in 2015, but government forces recaptured it in July. Correspondent Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Economic observers said the border passage generated nearly $600 million in trade yearly before war in Syria began in 2011. More than 7,000 trucks were estimated to have crossed between the two countries daily. Arab media also reported UN peacekeepers officially took control of the Kenitra crossing between Israel and Syria. Syria's main border crossing with Iraq at Al-Bukamel remains in the hands of U.S.-backed Kurdish forces and is closed due to fears of Iran using it to smuggle weapons into the region.
Representatives from North and South Korea met at the DMZ on Monday. VOA Seoul correspondent Steve Miller reports.
North and South Korean leaders agreed in September to intensify cross-border cooperation and exchanges on various fronts. The Koreas agreed to connect rail and road systems along the east and west coasts during the summit, among other inter-Korean projects, and shared a view to make the Korean Peninsula a land of safety without nuclear weapons.
Zimbabwe's government says the country is emerging from a recent economic meltdown, but economists say the crisis is not over. Correspondent Columbus Mavunga reports for VOA from Harare.
For a decade, the country has been without an official currency and relied on U.S. dollars, the British pound, and South African rand to conduct transactions. In the past 3 years, however, all three currencies have been hard to find, paralyzing the economy. The introduction of bond notes, a currency Zimbabweans started printing 2 years ago to ease the situation, has not helped. The bond notes were supposed to trade at par with the US dollar, but on the black market, a dollar is now equal to close to three bond notes.
Gambia on Monday, a West African state, created a Truth and Reconciliation Commission to investigate crimes committed under the former President Yahya Jammeh's government. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.